Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman, one of my favorite people in the galaxy, author of J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes series, 2014, just out now, right, Barb?
That's right. That's for the 2013 returns there and year-round planning.
And Smooth Failing is a very cool book on, it's a bunch of chapters from people that Barbara knows who contributed to the book on what they did, how they failed, and how they recovered from it. Right, Barb?
That's right. And it's something that we're trying that's brand new. I haven't seen it in the book arena before. It's a living book. So
yep.
We're about to launch two new chapters.
All right.
No additional cost.
Right.
You just buy the original ebook and then you get the new chapters.
It's the gift that keeps on giving, right, Barb?
Well, I hope people will see it that
yeah,
way.
Well,
I think the stories are kind
that's
of
the story. That's the story we're going with, Barbara, right now.
Well, that's right. One of the new chapters is Ken Yancey. I think, was he just on your
Ken's an old friend of ours. Yeah, Ken's just on the show.
Was he on last week?
He's been a couple weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah,
so
Ken's the best. Well,
he's
good. Yeah, a lot of folks there. And so folks just go to, Amazon to get it?
Yeah, it's just on Amazon.
Just go to Amazon and download the ebook and rock and roll. Barbara, thanks again for hanging out with us. BarbaraWeltman.com is her website. We're talking about proposed tax reform. I want to get back into some of those, but before we do that, let's talk about some of the things that people need to pay attention to right now, and give us some of the year-end things that people can do.
Well, just quickly, tried and true strategies. If you are on the cash method and you want to defer income, wait till the end of the year to send out your bills. On the flip side, pay up all your outstanding bills so
right.
that you can deduct those costs right now. And also, if you don't have a qualified retirement plan, be sure to sign the paperwork before the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You have until the extended due date of your 2013 return to put the money in, but you got to sign the paperwork by December 31st for most types of plans.
Right. All right. And what else last minute they need to do?
Talk to your CPA now. Don't wait till it's
right.
filing time to find out what you need to do specifically for your situation.
If you have an idea about what next year is going to look like, you're excited about it or you're not excited about it, this year is already in the can, so to speak, that's where you decide how you may be able to move some expenses into next month. Maybe this year you put some expenses in next month if you think next year is going to be a better year than this year or vice versa, right? You move it.
Absolutely,
pay
you
want to
take a two-year approach,
yep.
and certainly, and if this was a bad year, it's time to get your net operating loss carryback
right.
application in ready because you can file it after the first of the year and get
right.
a tax refund right away.
Right, and then of course they'll have their estimated tax will be due next month. Speaking of which,
corporations due next Monday.
That's right. What else? Anything else this month? I want to ask you about the withholding for self-employed.
Yeah, let's talk about that because it's brand new concept where the IRS has said that it has the authority to allow for voluntary withholding agreements between people who are making payments and people who are receiving them, meaning independent contractors.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't said exactly what they are. On the surface, this seems like a really good option for self-employed people because, remember, this is going to be voluntary. So you're not required to ask for withholding, but if you want
you
to
saying,
have it done,
are you
then
saying
you won't have
I,
to pay estimated taxes.
Are you saying if I have a contract with you, you would withhold from me?
That is correct. But
you're saying when I had my consulting business, I would ask all of my consulting clients to withhold taxes. Would they remit that themselves?
And then they would remit the money. Exactly.
It's sort of like a hybrid 1099 W-2 relationship.
Exactly. But the question, which we don't know yet, is what if you're a business and, gee, I don't want to be bothered with that. I don't want to do that. Do you have to do it if you're asked to do it?
Right.
I don't know. We're going to have to see what the rules are going to be.
I see this as, let me put it this way. I don't want to influence anybody else, folks. You got to make your own decision. But when I had my consulting business, I would not have asked my clients to do that because they saw me as a business owner, not as an employee, a kind of an employee.
That's a really good point. And I'm also wondering whether this is the first step in the government's attack on the worker classification.
Yeah. Yeah.
Saying, well, oh, if they can withhold, then you're really an employee.
Yeah, this would not be good for, I mean, the outsourcing strata of the economy, which includes contractors and consultants, that's really bloomed over the last 20, 30 years, that's really helped the small business sector grow, helped the economy grow. This would have a dampening effect on that if they tried to muck around with that relationship.
Yeah, but on the other hand, if this comes to pass and if it's done the right way, it might be a benefit to self-employed
people. It might work
for
some, but I'm very skeptical about that, Barb, myself. Hey, Barb, thanks for being here. Thanks for all the great years you've been with us. Let's do 15 more. What do you think?
Sounds like a plan.
Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen. BarbaraWeltman.com is her website. Don't forget Smooth Failing, her new book. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.